To Healing Our Brokenness, episode 57, entitled, Are We Expecting Too Much? When it comes to the word expectations, we think about and really dissect that word, it involves having hope. When you're expecting for something to happen, you're anticipating it, and that anticipation is filled with hope. But then what happens when we are expecting too much out of people, out of situations, out of relationships? What happens in those cases? And that's what we're going to talk about today. The very first situation that we're going to talk about is a situation that occurred with Moses. Moses had expectations of the Israelites to keep coming to him for advice. No matter what it is, what it was that was going on between amongst the Israelites, whatever type of quarrels they had amongst each other, he expected them to continually come to him to get advice. And what did that do? That fed his need for approval. Moses had approval issues, and a lot of those issues, in fact, come from rejection and needing to be accepted. So his expectations were for them to keep coming to him as if he were God. And then their expectations was that he was going to be available 24/7 to answer all of their questions and to continually keep going to God to get answers for them. And one thing that I liked in this situation is that when this all went down, Moses' father-in-law was the one who had to pull his coattail, so to speak, and say, Moses, what you are doing is not good. And so it's good in life when we have our friends and family members and loved ones to come alongside of us and pull our coattails and go, you know what, girl or man, this is not good. What you're doing is not good. It's not going to have a good end result. Because what was setting up here in this situation is that there was codependency involved with Moses and the people. And then the second situation of expectations was with Elijah. Elijah had expectations of there being no limitations on him as a human being. And we discussed the gift of limitations in the last podcast episode. And so he had expectations that he could just do everything and nothing would catch up with him. Not filling himself up physically with food, with rest, having restoration for his body, not filling himself up emotionally nor spiritually. And then he have the trauma of having to kill all of those different prophets and not being able to process that until later. And his inability to handle when Jezebel threatened him because of the fact he had not been filling himself up. And so as soon as she threatened him and told him that basically she was going to do to him what he'd done to the prophets, he took off running and told God that he wanted to die. And I talked more about this in the podcast episode that was entitled The Fear and Exhaustion Cocktail. When those two things meet up, when you are exhausted on every level, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, and fear sets in, it's the perfect disaster, perfect recipe for depression and just feeling all out of sorts. And the only thing that helps to rejuvenate us and get us back on track is getting ourselves filled up spiritually and physically so that we can emotionally and spiritually heal. And Elijah's expectations was that he was the only one that was going to be running the show. He told God he was the only prophet left. And God had to laugh himself at that, of course, because God said it was still some thousands out there that were still serving him. But Elijah's expectations of no limitations meant that he was expecting too much out of himself as a God figure. When he was a prophet, he was called by God. Then the last story we'll dissect is the one with Mary and Martha. Martha had expectations of being able to fully entertain with food and etc. and be with Jesus. And we all know that it is possible for us to have a nice home, to be able to serve nice food, and to be able to have the point of discussion and our time with our guests all about Jesus. However, sometimes there's not room to do a whole lot of both when we're trying to do that. Sometimes we have to decide maybe it's going to be 10 minutes of house preparation and 3 hours with the guests. And so we don't want to harp down on Martha. And I've heard a lot of people talk about that, which is so true, because we ourselves would do the same thing. We're human beings and in human nature, we want everything to be just right, especially with women. However, on the other side, since Jesus said what it was that he said to Martha and him knowing our hearts, then to me, he obviously knew that Martha had focused too much on the preparation and not on him being there, which was going to be, was not going to be forever, his physical appearance with them, and that's what she needed to have been focusing on. So I really think that that's why Jesus got on her, is because he knew her heart. And she was expecting too much of her physical self. Once again, when we don't go back to our limitations in the last podcast, the gift of limitation, when we don't respect the gift of limitation, then our expectations can go higher than they need to. And then the last situation is that I wanted to discuss, actually, was how my situation lined up pretty much with Martha's situation. I had scheduled for the ladies from my mom's ministry group to come over for a breakfast / brunch. And I had scheduled a doctor's appointment for my daughter that particular morning. And that particular night, I did a few things and I figured, oh, I can just do everything else in the morning. And even though I could have done more things that night, I should have had a 5-day preparation involved before they came over so that it wouldn't be overwhelming with me, to me rather, all at once. And so instead of me having 5 days to prep and having things ready the way that I wanted to, I had probably a good 6 hours between the previous night and that morning to get things ready. And I overslept that morning. And by me having perfection issues already and it really being bad at that time, it just did not go well with me. The time with the ladies went well. However, my level of anxiety went up like crazy. And this was all because I was expecting too much given the situation and the time constraint that I was under. And in Brené Brown's book, Rising Strong, she mentions about stealth expectations. And my own definition of a stealth expectation would be an expectation that's unreasonable considering the circumstance. And considering the fact that I had only given myself so many hours, it wasn't going to be that the house was going to be spotless. I was going to be looking good and be able to enjoy the ladies. All of that could not have happened in just 5 to 6 hours. That was going to be a 5-day preparation. Since I didn't have that time, that was definitely going to be a no-no. That could have cut out the stress of me being, this is not reasonable. I need to focus on doing this, this, and this, and that's it. So it ended up with me being able to entertain, the dishes being, the sink being filled with dishes, but it was what it was. But I had a blessed time in the Lord with the ladies. Although the doctor's visit with my daughter turned haywire, with some things with the doctor. However, the time with the ladies turned out to be a blessing, and I had to actually calm myself down from anxiety because of all of the different things that were not done. And another example of stealth expectations, my mom treated me this past weekend, and we were able to go to a concert and have a hotel stay, and it was such a blessing for me to get away to do that, to have some me time. And that's not something I'm able to do, something like that. I have not done that. And so I brought paperwork with me to fill out, first of all, during lunch. I said, no, I'll do it on the train. And then I decided I'll do it on the train. Oh, no, I'll do it at the hotel before we get ready to go to the concert. That was stealth expectations, considering the fact I'm already tired. It's Friday. I should be rested on the train, so I was going to fill out paperwork for claims on the way down there. And then I had to laugh, but not too much, because this is what I had done, because she had also brought a bag of things to go through while we were at the hotel. She figured we'd sit up and chit-chat and talk, and she can go through the bag of things so she can just throw it out. So, like I said, that's what would be stealth expectations, when you really having unreasonable expectations considering the circumstances. So the episode tonight is to give you some food for thought of what it is that you're expecting too much of. Whether it's you've been able to think you can do everything in the evening after work knowing you're going to be tired. Whether it's thinking you can do everything in the morning knowing you got to get to work and you try to get all these things done. And I'm speaking to myself, preaching to myself. Or what it is, as we sit back and evaluate, is this reasonable? Okay, if it is reasonable, what kind of limitations is going to be put on this expectation? And then number three, how can I be at peace knowing that this is the limitation on this expectation and this is just going to have to be enough? Thank you for listening to episode 57, Are We Expecting Too Much? Healing Our Brokenness, episode 57. Until next time. Then I could have known you turn those valleys into places to learn instead of burn and perish away in nights never so cold without His grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from His grace?
great love. How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross I again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined. So much for me.